Once upon a time, there was a land far away, and they called it America. And they spoke a language there called English. A strange language. There were strange people in this land. But one day, two of the strangest ones got out.
Welcome, everybody, to Family English's podcast, starring
Isaac
and Will. Oh, fantastic. So, we are here to bring you the English you crave and random other information stuff that we decide to give you from our brains, actually.
And our mouths.
And our mouths. The mouth is a very important part of the body, and we're going to go ahead and use this important part of the body to
meet
our
hosts.
Hosts, all right.
So first, I am going to give Will 30 seconds tell you everything that you ought to know about him. Ready? Go.
Okay, so my name is Will Darling. I come from the land down under. Actually, no, I don't. I come from Bozeman. And in Bozeman, there's a lot of people that, that's not important. I love kittens, and I do not like dogs. Dogs are awful. Mountains are a really great thing. Peanut butter. Sloths. Sloths are so incredible creatures. I love sloths so much. And I love Russian. I'm learning Russian. I'm married to a Russian woman.
And stop.
Okay, so now Isaac is going to have 30 seconds to give information about himself. Are you ready? Set? Go.
So, my name is Isaac, and I come from New York State, not New York City. And I like lots of things. I like bacon. I like baseball. I like Batman. I like movies. I especially like movies about Batman and music and stories. I like sports. I like playing frisbee, and I like fun, and I like food, and I like English. But what I don't like, I don't like mushroom, and I don't like cabbage. I don't like being late for things, and I don't like bad music, and I don't like bad movies, and I don't like being boring or being bored.
Oh, that was fantastic. Good work on that, Isaac. Okay, so now we're going to go and jump right into a segment that we like to call
Two Truths and a Lie.
Where the point of the game is to give two truths and a lie.
So, listen up. We are going to hear Will tell us three more things about himself. But Will, oh, Will's a sneaky one.
Yes, one of
those three things will not be true.
Are you ready?
What have you got for us, Will?
So, number one, I am married. Number two, I have been attacked by a shark. Number three, I love teaching at Family English.
I'm pretty sure the lie is that, you know, I really don't think you've been attacked by a shark, Will.
Ah, you got me. Yeah, you got me. All right.
Will is a friend of the sharks.
I love sharks. Now, let's see what Isaac has to give us.
Well, I really think you should know, I went to university to study English.
Ooh.
I really like reading and writing stories in English. And I hate teaching English at Family English.
Oh, man. Oh, gosh. You know, this is a tough one.
I knew it was.
Going on a limb here, but I think it's you hate teaching English at Family English because I think that's something that you love to do.
You know, honestly, you got me exactly. I love teaching.
Okay, so that's the funny round. Now we're going to go into something a little more difficult.
All right, Will is going to see if he can tell me anything clever that I don't already know. Because frankly, that first round was just a little bit too easy. Have you got anything trickier, Will?
Let's see. So, number one, I have never been to public school. Ever. Number two, I have climbed up a mossy mountain with no trail. Number three, I almost drowned in a pond. Which one is it, Isaac?
Now that one is legitimately trickier. I could believe any one of those things, and two of them are true. But I'm going to say
that is the name of the game.
I don't think that you almost drowned in a pond.
That is incorrect. I have actually been to public school for half a year. So I'm going to count that as basically enough, right? Okay, now Isaac's going to have some for us. Now this one is going to be a little tricky. Let's see.
All right. The university that I attended was in California. I have gone skydiving and bungee jumping.
And so it's a twofer. Okay.
And I can memorize poetry.
Oh, you know, this is a really tough one, but I think I'm going to have to say skydiving and bungee jumping is false.
I have been bungee jumping, but not skydiving.
Oh, you
yes. are correct.
Victory! Ding, 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 ding! Yes!
All right. Well, that about wraps up some of our introductions, but listen up while we get into our topic for today.
First impressions and small talk.
All right. That will be our topic for our first episode of our podcast. Woo-hoo! We're going to talk about first impressions and how we learn about first impressions through the use of small talk.
Oh my goodness. Now, wait a second. What is small talk? Now, is it like
big talk
and small talk?
Nope, not exactly. Small talk means very informal conversation about not serious topics, usually between people who do not know each other very well.
Interesting.
So, Will, what are some good topics for normal small talk?
Well, you got your sports and your music. Those are very good things. You also have movies, your family. Are you related to anybody? Do you know anybody? You got your work or your school. Oh, I went to this university. I went to this university. Hey, that's so cool. In your hometown, where are you from? But by far the most important one has got to be the weather. You both know that it's sunny outside, but it is still good to say, what a nice sunny day. Now, Isaac, give us an example or some examples of bad topics to talk about.
Well, they say the big three would be money and religion and politics.
Ooh.
Those are great things for some discussions, but not small talk with strangers. How about inappropriate things like sex? You don't want to draw too much attention to things that might divide you and cause you to be very upset. But the worst thing to do in small talk, the worst topic you can choose, is to only talk about yourself.
Yes, because, I mean, I do this all the time because it's all about me. Everything's about me, really. It really is. And that's why you like talking to me, because everything's
stop
always
it,
about
it,
me.
Stop it, stop it, you're so boring. All right, let's see what happens when two almost normal strangers meet at a party and engage in a little bit of small talk. Here we go. Oh, hi. How are you?
Oh,
Have I seen you around before?
No. Wait, you do look familiar. Do you know Steve?
I do.
Oh my gosh, Steve Bucklebottom and I have been like great friends. How do you know Steve?
Well, I actually just moved to the area, but I have a job where I work where Steve works.
That's so cool. Hey, don't you love the weather in this town?
I do. The clear skies. Did you see the sunset? Stars are starting to come out.
It was beautiful. Oh, man. So, tell me about your hometown. What's your hometown like?
Well, I'm from a real small town in New York State, so moving out to Montana is kind of a change for me, but I like it so far.
Oh, let me tell you, you'll love it here.
I hope so, but listen, one of my other new friends, Bob, just came in, so it was real nice to meet you. I'll see you.
Oh, it was great to meet you. I'll see you.
All right, small talk might not seem like it's very important, and sometimes it isn't, but it can be, because small talk is how you can make a first impression.
First impressions!
Will, what does it mean to make a first impression?
A first impression is the idea someone gets about who you are from the first time you meet.
Yes. And they say you only get one chance to make a first impression.
That's true.
We are going to hear some people making some interesting first impressions on each other. And you will hear them making first impressions that might seem very different. For example, they might make a first impression of being very chatty.
Ooh, chatty.
Chatty means that you like to talk all the time and meet new strangers.
Yep. You could also find someone who is rude. A rude person is not polite. They're someone who really just... It's just... They're kind of mean. You don't really want to talk to them after that.
They might even seem like they are ditzy. A ditzy person is never thinking about anything very important, and maybe they are just not very smart.
Mm-hmm. There's also people who are arrogant. They really only think about themselves, And themselves are what's important to them, and only them.
They might seem like they are distracted. A distracted person is not paying very much attention because he is thinking about something else.
And the last one that we're going to be talking about today is going to be impatient. Someone can seem impatient. That means they might be in a hurry or they don't want to wait for you when you're talking to them. They have to go do something else.
All right, we will hear all of these in some of our first impressions.
Number one.
When will that bus get here?
Ooh, I thought it was coming soon.
Well, it should have been here 5 minutes ago. Where are you going, young man?
Oh, I was going to go to my grandma's house. We were going to make cookies.
Well, that's nice. I'm going to the airport. I'm flying to Germany again just like I do all the time.
That's so far away.
Not anymore in our globalized economy when I drive my Lamborghinis on the Autobahn and my accountant says I shouldn't have written it off, but I know I can because all those bean counters up in Washington. And then I manage an international hedge fund where I'm combining a merger
Hey, here's the bus!
All right.
Bye.
About time, I'm going to be late. And
Number two.
All right. Man, these grocery store lines are going on forever. What time is it? Excuse me, miss. Mm-hmm. Do you mind if I could possibly step ahead of you in line?
Oh my God! You look just like my son!
I'm not.
And he has the most adorable grandkids. Do you want to see some pictures? Oh my goodness, the pictures are so cute.
Eight, nine people in line?
And they never come and visit me anymore. I'm just so excited to just be with them sometimes, and I'm so happy you're here. Do you want to see them?
No.
They call me all the time.
No, excuse me. I really do need to get some business meetings.
Nobody's really that important, are they?
Okay, sorry. I'm going to go use the self-checkout, okay?
Nice to meet you.
Bye.
Number three.
Just take them off the top, then you just do the other stuff.
So take the hair off the ears, not take the ears off, man. Watch what you're doing.
Look, I'm just cutting your hair here. The game was so good last night. I loved it so much.
I don't care. I don't watch football.
Oh, please. No one's that angry at life about football.
I'm not angry about football. I'm angry about how much I'm paying you for this haircut, and you're not even doing anything.
It's okay, fine.
I could do better in a mirror with my house scissors.
Okay. Cutting some off. And I like the... Hey, so how was your day today?
I said take a little off the ears, not take the ears off, man.
Okay, all right. Whoa, just give a man a break here. Another game. Yeah, so I was at the game the other day, and I love to just...
You know what? Hold it for the next guy. I'm going to the shop across the corner. Maybe they can salvage the other side of my head.
But I didn't even get the...
Bye.
So that was pretty fun. I hope you like our voices. That was pretty interesting.
So I said you only get one chance to make a first impression.
That's
true. But right there, we each got three.
Oh, snap. And you don't usually get three. So go ahead, go back there. Take a look at the vocab that should be underneath the description of our podcast. And find out which one of the characters add those different vocab impressions, whether they were rude or ditzy or impatient. And also, one thing you can do while you're down there in the descriptions, write a comment, leave a comment. We will actually begin to answer your questions in the upcoming episodes. So do that. Comment. Ask us any question.
All right. That's almost all for today. But we wanted to leave you with one more round of the Two Truths and One Lie game. Listen to Will and me give our two truths and a lie, and comment and see if you can figure out which lie each of us is telling.
Exactly.
Will, you go first.
Sounds good. So, number one, an officer has pointed his gun at me, telling me to put my gun down. Number two, I have been stabbed in the stomach. Number three, I was chased by a pack of wolves.
I had no idea your life was so violent.
Well, stuff happens. Isaac, go ahead and give us what yours are.
Well, as for me, I really think you should know I am a vegetarian. I have three sisters and one brother, and I have been to 37 United States and 9 countries. Again, leave a comment, tell us which lie you think Will is telling, and I'm telling, and we'll see you back here next week.
Yep. See ya!